Now you have a family of your own, and God has just gave us a great relationship and showed us how to be able to not just bond with one another, but respect one another.
Right.
What do you think about, you know, any of that?
Man, I just think it's about evolving, you know, everybody.
True that.
You don't know what you don't know. I mean, I'm learning that.
Telling me I don't know nothing? I didn't know nothing? That what you trying to say?
Nah, I ain't saying that.
Nah, you right,
nah,
though.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm just learning over time, like with my family and with my being a father and husband and even being an artist, or, you know, just all of that wrapped in one. It's about learning how to be those things. Like,
right. Well, God bless and thank you all for joining us here. Blessings, 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 one blessing to all. Welcome to our first podcast series entitled Chilling with the Bishop. I'm your host, Bishop Rodney Thompson, and this is my son, praise God, my only blood son, and my special guest on today, Rodney Thompson Jr. And I'm excited to have you here, son. I know I'm just hyping it a little bit, but I really am. I'm really, really excited to have you here. You and I don't get a chance to sit down and, you know, be able to talk a lot like we want to at times, except for when there's things going on, or you have a question about something, I have a question about something, because of the things you're doing and in your personal life. You have your family and all, and I have the ministry and the different things that I'm doing concerning ministry. But I'm excited to have you here and to be able to sit down here and just chop it up with you a little bit.
Honored to be here.
Yeah, really honored.
Honored.
You look honored. You look like you're excited and happy to be here with your hands crossed and your head, you know.
I'm comfortable.
You comfortable? All right. Well, that's what it's about. Look, I just wanted to take this first series, or first episode, shall I say, and just spend some time, as I said, with my son, and just sit down and just talk about our life. Just talk about the things God has done to bless us, praise God, and to allow us to be able to have the relationship that we have. I think we have a great relationship. I think we have a respectful relationship. I think we've come to the place where we have great respect one for another. It took some time for me to get there with you, of course, because you was always my son, and you've always, in a sense, was that little boy, and I had to allow you to become that young teenager, and I didn't really, in your teenage years, I didn't really grab hold to the fact that you was growing up, and I tried to still hover and father you, you know, in a deep sense that I probably should have took my hands off a little bit and allowed you to grow a little bit. But then as you became a young man and God began to show me how to be a father to you in that sense, and then all of a sudden you grew up and you got married, and now you have a family of your own, and God is just gave us a great relationship and showed us how to be able to not just bond with one another, but respect one another.
Right.
What do you think about, you know, any of that?
Man, I just think it's about evolving, you know, everybody.
True that.
You don't know what you don't know. I mean, I'm learning that.
Telling me I don't know nothing? I didn't know nothing? That what you trying to say?
Nah, I ain't saying that.
Nah, you right,
nah,
though.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm just learning over time, like with my family and with my being a father and husband and even being an artist, or, you know, just all of that wrapped in one. It's about learning how to be those things. Like,
right.
When I was, me and my wife, we were actually talking about this the other day, about, we were talking about some things, and we were talking about when we very first got married, and like I had to explain to her, I was like, I didn't even know how to be a husband.
You know, right.
And I'm still learning how to be a husband.
Right.
So I'm still learning how to be a father. So it's like, at certain things, I don't be holding up.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, and I look at it this way, is I don't care how many manuals you read on being a husband. I don't care how many classes you take on being a father. I don't care how many conferences you go to on being this or being that. A lot of times, it's going to come from the experience
for sure
that you face and deal with in the midst of going through it and dealing with it. I mean, you can plan to flow one way, but circumstances are going to dictate that you have to flow this way.
Right.
And I think as we continue to, as you say, evolve and grow with one another and grow in life and grow in general, we learn as we go.
Right.
And we understand as we go, and we realize that maybe that should have been done this way. This should have been done that way. I watch you with your kids and with all that you have going on. Like you said, you really have a lot on your plate. You know, being you're a husband, married for what, 3 years now, going into your fourth year. You, in fact, that's coming up too. My Lord, that's another few weeks. You've been married 4 years. Congratulations. Early congratulations on that, by the way. But you're a husband. I think you and your wife have a great relationship. Your father, you really, you know, are a great father to your two daughters.
Thank you.
And I see you work full time. I mean, you when I talk to you, always, you know, handling business in your meetings and doing what you're doing. And then you're an artist. And then even with your clothing brand, I mean, you have a lot going on, but you seem to be able to manage it. And I know God gives you the grace and the wisdom to be able to do that. But even as an individual, you allow yourself to walk in those doors,
right,
in those places, you know, with great esteem.
Right. I take pride in that though, because it's like you gotta be the example that you want your kids to be, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm big on, like, I felt like even though growing up I didn't understand a lot of things or whatever, but even like with our relationship, when certain things transpired, because I know at the end of the day a lot of stuff was coming from a good place, so I never took nothing personal. I try not to take nothing personal, but
right,
I also transitioned that over with me. With my kids, because it's like, for example, seeing kind of like how you were as a husband, seeing kind of how you were as a father, as handling your businesses and handling, you know what I'm saying, working full time and different things like that. Like, I kind of, I seen it, so I know how to maneuver, you
right,
know what I'm saying? And I think that's the, like, kind of
thing. Well, Oprah was a great example to you.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. Like I said, man, that's all about growing and evolving, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm trying to be for my kids, you know.
Right.
Like, ain't nobody perfect or nothing like that, and it's still a trial. It's a trial and error basis.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it's all about you being the person who they need you to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm big on, just being there and being accountable when I need to be there and being accountable,
yeah,
you know. And that's the biggest thing, because I think a lot of times, like, especially in life, like when you saying about like certain things about, I guess, for just paraphrasing what you were saying in regards to us evolving and not, like I said, not knowing what you didn't know or whatever.
Right.
And it's kind of tough. And I know I can speak to this. Some people can, but I can. Like with you, the example you had pop up, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But y'all wasn't like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
right,
with us, it's like, I'm you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm yours for real.
Right.
So it's like, with that being said, I came from you. So it's like, you want to make sure that everything on the up and up with me. And not understanding that when you got other people around you who really don't got no father, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you're looking at life from two different spectrums. You're looking at life from what you see at home, but then you're also looking at life from what you see with friends and your homies and stuff like that. Because you're like, well, they doing this and they doing that.
Right.
Not understanding that they don't really have nobody to lead and guide them. So it's like, and they wishing that they had what you got. So it all comes full circle as you, like I said, as you grow and you evolve, you know. So it's like, that's just what I'm on, man. Just being accountable,
yeah,
man.
One thing I will say is growing up, you know, and the difference between you and me in that aspect is, you allowed yourself to kind of, even though you didn't want to in a lot of areas, because, as you said, of what you saw with your friends and the freedom and the opportunities that they had, that whether good or bad, and I tried to shield you from some things and not allow you to get so caught up in a lot of things. You was yet still willing to submit to leadership and authority, you know, from being in the house, to where you didn't rebel all the time against me in some areas. There were some things you wanted to do and you know, had your feelings about it and all, but overall, you was willing to, even though you may not agreed with it, you voiced your opinion and how you felt about things, but you still was willing to, humble yourself and to listen. And you didn't, there was not a lot of, going back and forth with you and I about things like I was with my father, because, as you said, he was my stepfather, but he all that he knew, he tried to, you know, give me, but knowing that he wasn't that blood father, I rebelled a lot and didn't want to listen a lot and thought I had my own, you know, well, not thought, but I had my own way of wanting to be and trying to do the thing that I wanted to do, not realizing that, you know, he just wanted the best for me too. And as I became a man and the Lord began to really do what he's doing and has done in my life, I began to see things differently and understand things differently and realize that had I submitted myself and didn't have that rebellion in me growing up like I had with him, things would have been a lot different with me in a lot of areas. And I thank God that with you, I didn't see that as a father and didn't experience a lot of that. Like I said, there were things you wanted to do. There was places you wanted to go, situations you wanted to be in, you know, especially when you was even in college out there. But you ultimately listened to, you know, some of the directions and the advice that we gave you.
I mean, but yeah, like, and honestly, I mean, you got, I mean, but just keep it honest too. Some stuff too, like, yeah, I listen, but at the end, like, if I wanted to do something,
right,
stuff, just gonna do it. I mean, just deal with the consequences
when, right, it came out.
Cause it get to a point where, like I said, you only know what you know.
And right,
stuff that y'all was taught, you only know life one way until you really experience something.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And with that being said, like, it's just about, like, I'm not gonna say him like everything, because I know I was sneaky with a lot of stuff too.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, and I know that too.
Just a lot.
I'm not naive now. I don't think you was a golden boy.
Nah,
but even though you wanted to be the golden child,
nah, I was.
But
nah, I wasn't.
But you know, I understand that. Yeah.
Nah, but it's, and I think that's one, that's the biggest thing too. But you just gotta understand life, because a lot of times too, like, especially like being children, like with parents in church,
right?
Like you said, you use the word shield. You know what I'm saying,
right?
And that's tricky. You know what I'm saying,
because right,
a lot of times with people, and I don't think that was our relationship or whatever, because I don't even say shield.
Right? Maybe I shouldn't say shield. Maybe it's, I should say I tried to cover you, you know, or protect you from things that I thought maybe would be harmful, you know, and maybe detrimental to you.
Like I said, I don't know. I feel like I've seen. So like I said, growing up,
oh yeah, now you experienced a lot.
No. Hey, mom, that's what I'm saying though. Like, as far as like with people being shielded,
uh-huh,
like, and I seen how like that shielding turned to them like going crazy.
Yeah, I understand.
Like,
that.
Whether that's like just once they really experience like life outside of what they quote unquote know. Like with you, that's why I was telling. Like I said, I was talking to my wife, and we were actually having this similar conversation, and I was saying with us, it was like, yeah, certain things that I wouldn't do, or certain things, or certain places I wouldn't go, or something like that. But it'd be a lot of places that you would let me go, and a lot of places.
Oh, yes. You always
tell me that it's life, and you gotta know how to maneuver.
Yes.
Life. And I think that's why it's so beneficial now, because I'm able to stand on what I stand on.
Right.
And know, like, can't nobody really weigh me, because I done seen a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying? In church, outside of church, being in church, being outside of church, and just like, it's understanding and knowing at the end of the day, and we talk about this in church, but just knowing who you are as an individual, and even dating back to what you have as your genesis, because a lot of people grow up in church, honestly, but then they shy away. But it's always about knowing that foundation is always there, knowing how, even when you kind of shy away, just like kind of how I did, it's knowing how to bounce back. You feel what I'm saying? So I think that's very important. So when, like, a lot of people, like I said, kids that grow up in church, or they raising kids in church, it's big that they understand it's a difference between covering and a difference between overbearing. You get what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's
That's so true.
I don't
true
think
there.
That y'all. I don't ever think that you or my mom or nobody like that, I don't think that y'all was ever overbearing. But I do think that y'all was looking out because whole time you never know what could have happened. And I always I'm big on the what could happen. And you gotta kind of play the future without knowing the future. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. That's so true. And I'm glad you said that because I never tried to be overbearing, even though sometimes I felt I was a little overbearing in some areas, you know,
right.
As I said, trying to be a protector and trying to cover you or shield you or whatever the word we can use at that, but just trying to make sure that you didn't get caught up in the, you know, a lot of things, especially stuff that I knew could be a real deal breaker on the direction you took in life or the direction it would have caused you to go in life.
Sure.
So I'm so grateful for that here. But look, man, you're getting ready to go out here and work on a new project here in a few weeks. God has blessed you and allowed you to be able to, you know, have your music career, your existence brand, clothing brand. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I'm excited about that. You know, you're an entrepreneur. Yeah. Your wife has some things going on. You know, God has truly blessed you all. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Oh yeah, for sure.
And I know we're not here. I'm not here to interview you and all, but I just want to at least talk about some of the things that's going on in your life and in my life and just, you know, set some stuff out there so the folk can know who we are.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely back in the studio here soon. Working on some new stuff, man. New music. I stay
right.
Going to music, and I love the music. Then working on my label, the Existence Brand, man. I'm hopefully by the end of this year to really be able to really go out and sign another artist and bring another young talent on the team. And man, we just building, we growing. Merchandise, we definitely involved in that. Heavy, been doing a lot of stuff with that. So shit, have some new merchandise out here real soon.
Right.
And just the Existence Brand, man, just building it up, man. It's bigger than just a music label. It's bigger than just a clothing brand, man. It's really a lifestyle, man. We speak what we want into the atmosphere, and the atmosphere gotta move.
Got to become conducive unto your words. Yeah.
For sure.
So that's good. Well, look, I want to just thank you for being with us. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being here with me in this series, my first podcast series, Chilling with the Bishop. Of course, we're going to have you back from time to time.
Okay.
Excuse me. And we're going to get together and just share some things and talk about some things and just let the Lord just use us to be a encouragement to others. Who may be walking in your path, who may be in our path, and growing up young brothers, you know, that's coming up, praise God. And when I say brothers, I use that in the term of, you know, within the body, you know, young
right,
men,
right.
To be able to have an understanding of prayerfully what their fathers, if their fathers are trying to raise them up in the things of God and what he's trying to do with their life to help them to understand some things, and then allow the fathers that's dealing with the young sons to be able to know how from maybe some of our experiences and things that we dealt with and went through to be able to handle the situations and deal with their children. So look,
the biggest thing on that too, and I'll say this before we hop off,
mm-hmm.
and I share this, this is real talk. This is probably the realest thing I can ever say. For the parents, you're dealing with young kids. Understand that you can't be God to your parents.
Right.
You can't be God to your kids.
Right. And that's what I had to learn.
Let's be honest.
Definitely had to learn that I'm not God.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not your God. I'm not God. I had to allow you to grow, allow the Lord to do what he's doing, you know, with you. And I had to realize and understand the greatest, and we talked about the protection part and the covering or the shield. And however, like I said, I had to realize the greatest way I could do that for you and even for your sister was through prayer.
For sure.
I had to be sure that I was covering you in prayer and pleading the blood and keeping you under the protection of God's hand through prayer, and then allowing all that you dealt with, because I remember, you know, out there with the bands and all, you know, I wasn't all that fond about things, but I knew God had you and you was in his protection, you know, wherever you went and whatever you did, even though you was doing it for the gospel, and for Christ,
and
you
that's,
know.
That's the thing too. And that's a big thing too in today's life. Especially dealing with Christians of old time versus mm-hmm. Christians of new time. And that's a conversation, man, you have off camera a lot.
Right.
But it's understanding that just because it don't look the way that older people used to
right.
do it, or the way that y'all know it's done,
right.
it don't mean that it ain't being it done the right way.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? I thank God for all my band days, all my right. early rap days, all my new rap days, because all of those early band days, and then even when I hopped on the secular side and did rap for a minute and then jumped back on the gospel side, it taught me everything that I'm able to do now.
Today, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I needed all of those trials. I needed all of those tests. I needed everything to come to build up
all those experiences.
I needed it.
Yeah.
I needed it. I couldn't do nothing without it, because doing what I do now, without me seeing certain stuff before, I wouldn't be able to maneuver.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And you wouldn't have known how to handle it and how to deal with situations.
For sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Well, look, we're going to bring this session to a close. This episode is going to come to an end. Once again, I want to thank you all, my audience. Thank you all for joining us here. And please be looking out for more of Chilling with the Bishop. I'm your host once again, Bishop Rodney Thompson. Thank you for joining us.